Cardinals are not Super Bowl champions, but hey, that's just my opinion. Welcome to Off the Cuff. Roll the music. Welcome, everybody, to episode 2 of Off the Cuff. I am Isaiah Hoff, and we're back with episode 2. I know what you guys are thinking. I mean, it's been a long time since we've had, you know, episode 1. Episode 1 felt like eons ago, and, you know, I just, you know, what happened? Why hasn't episode 2 been out? There's been so much that has gone on since episode 2. I mean, Carson Wentz is an Indianapolis Colt. We're going to get into that today, but we're going to start off with the big news. J.J. Watt, he is now an Arizona Cardinal. J.J. Watt. I mean, we all heard about the rumors. The Packers, the Bills, and the Titans. That was the rumored top three for J.J. Watt. I mean, Cleveland was in there, but he goes to the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, we've seen, you know, he's talked about, you know, hey, you know, Kyler Murray. He texted him and said, that's the guy. Personally, you know, you guys heard it in the intro. I do not think the Arizona Cardinals are Super Bowl contenders. I don't think they may not even be a playoff team, and it's just because of one reason and one reason only, and that is Carson Wentz. That is exactly who it is. It's because, not Carson Wentz, Kyler Murray. Carson Wentz is a Cardinal? No, Kyler Murray is the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, and I think that's their problem. I mean, you look at the Arizona Cardinals. Their defense is great. Buda Baker, J.J. Watt, there's probably plenty of other players that I don't remember right now, but that defense is stellar. The offense, DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray, may I say more. But, I mean, there's kind of a run game there. But Kyler Murray, it's all up to him if this team's going to be good or not. You have to remember now, the NFC West is maybe the toughest division in the NFL. I mean, the Rams are the favorite. The Seahawks are third. You're the third best team in the NFC West. But J.J. Watt just chose you. You may be the fourth. The Niners may come back and they may be just as good as you guys. Or maybe they may win the division. You never know. It's the NFL. Kyler Murray has to perform. You look at, you know, the future quarterbacks of this league. Patrick Mahomes had a good first 2 years, became successful in his third year. Lamar Jackson, couple good 2 years, dominated his third year, won an MVP. Josh Allen, his third year in the league, dominated. He did really good. Could have won the MVP this year if Aaron Rodgers, you know, wasn't Aaron Rodgers. Kyler Murray has to perform. This is his third year in the league. It's time to step up. And there's been glimpses of Kyler Murray excellence. We know Kyler Murray can perform. And I remember, you know, first game I saw of Kyler Murray against the Detroit Lions, he was going touchdown for touchdown, field goal for field goal with Matthew Stafford, who in 2019, Kyler Murray's rookie season, was putting up MVP numbers. We didn't know that at the time because it was week one, but he was putting up MVP numbers before he got hurt. Kyler Murray, we've seen glimpses of it. The question is now, can he perform now that he has some of the best players in the league around him? Now is the time to perform when you're Kyler Murray, but it's going to come down to that. The Cardinals can be contenders if Kyler Murray becomes a quarterback that they need. There's no more development for Kyler Murray. Your development time has happened over the course of 2 years. You now have players that are saying, hey, bub, you've got to come out here and you got to win games. You got to win games because you've got stars around you. You've got J.J. Watt. You got Buda Baker. You've got DeAndre Hopkins. You've got talent around you now. It's time to go out there and it's time to win games. It's time to win the division. It's time to make a playoff run this year when you're the Arizona Cardinals. Are they going to get the job done? We'll have to wait and find out. Let's go ahead. Let's move in. Let's keep it going. Rolling with the NFL quarterback situations. And we start off with Carson Wentz. Man, oh man, oh man. This was a good trade. And I loved this trade. I really do. Now, when you're a Colts fan, you know, a lot of Colts fans that I talk to, I mean, I live in a house with a bunch of Colts fans. They didn't want Carson Wentz. They didn't. I mean, they didn't want Carson Wentz. I mean, do I blame him? Not really. He didn't play the best. But that glimmer of hope, Frank Wright, his offensive coordinator, when he was pretty much the MVP until he got hurt in that game, I believe, against, were they still the St. Louis Rams? Maybe the LA Rams? I don't really remember. But hey, he was putting up MVP numbers when Reich was his offensive coordinator at Philadelphia. Now, he's in Indianapolis with his now offensive coordinator, now head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. And here you guys go in the comments, Isaiah, just because he's the head coach doesn't mean they're going to get better. I'll tell you this, throw it out there. This is my prediction right now heading into the season. I've said it to people that will listen. I think the Colts can beat any team in the NFL. If Carson Wentz is healthy and can play at a good level of football that is better than Phillip Rivers and maybe on a little below the level of Andrew Luck, this team will not lose. I mean, they're going to lose, but this team will make a Super Bowl. They have, in my opinion, the best NFL defense in the league. It proved it on paper last year. They just have to put together a solid four quarters. I mean, the Colts football team last year, the offense was good the first half and then bad the second half. Or they were good the first half, but bad the second half. I mean, they were so wishy-washy. I mean, they'd have these big leads. I remember the game against Pittsburgh. They had Pittsburgh done. I mean, I was watching that game with my stepdad. Huge, huge Indianapolis Colts fan. You know, I bought him a DeForest Buckner jersey for Christmas. He was wearing it. Bought him some Reese's peanut butter cups. He was eating those, celebrating, you know, hey, we got this game in the bag. And then what happens? You know, with a few tick-tacky flags, Steelers still played football, played better football than the Colts, and walked out of there with the win. So I don't think that can happen this year. If Carson Wentz plays healthy, the Colts are the best team in the AFC, and they can beat Kansas City. I will bet anybody on that this year. I have no problem doing it. If you, hey, maybe you don't agree with me. Maybe you think, you know, the Chiefs are the best team to ever exist in NFL football history, and they aren't going to lose to nobody. If you want to keep the conversation going outside of Off the Cuff, you want to debate me and most likely lose, or maybe you'll win, you know, I'm not always going to win these debates or arguments, right? Go ahead, follow me on Twitter at Zaiah_04. It's Zaiah_04. And, you know, at me, let's get a conversation going. Ask me a question, and it may just get answered here on Off the Cuff, keeping the quarterback situation going on in the NFL. We now move on to the Deshaun Watson debate. And really the biggest question everybody wants to know, where is Deshaun Watson going? Ooh, this is a big question. You heard me and Colin's take on episode one. Colin thinks the Las Vegas Raiders. If Colin was here today, which he's not, as you guys can tell, we're already 7 minutes into the episode. It is just me today. But hey, you know, you're listening, right? So you're obviously enjoying it. So we're going to keep on going and you're going to keep enjoying the episode. I personally think Deshaun Watson is going to be a Carolina Panther. I mean, at this point, it has to happen. You've upset Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, you just have to make a move. I don't think it's going to happen before the offseason's over, but he will get traded during the season. And I have a feeling it's going to be for Carolina. And it's also interesting, you know, with them clearly clearing cap for Deshaun Watson, is Bridgewater going to sit out? Is Bridgewater going to sit out and not play this year? Because he's like, you know, you guys are trying to bring in a whole new quarterback. You know, you guys have given up on me. A guy that just signed a 3-year deal was only 1 year into that 3-year deal. And now you're looking to go get Deshaun Watson? I mean, look, Deshaun Watson's a great quarterback. And I've said this to a lot of people. I think if you give Deshaun Watson Patrick Mahomes' Chiefs team, he's got maybe one, maybe more Super Bowls than Patrick Mahomes. That's just my opinion. Hey, that's just my opinion. If you don't agree with that, once again, follow me on Twitter at Zaiah_04. That's Zaiah_04. If you want to debate me on that topic, go on ahead. But hey, he is a once in a generation quarterback. I mean, him and Patrick Mahomes are probably the future top two quarterbacks of this league right now. And I mean, hey, who can debate that? I mean, who can't argue that Deshaun Watson, you know, you give him that same team, he may just play better than Mahomes with that if he has that team. Because Deshaun Watson is that good. And then you give him a Panthers team that has a decent defense, has Christian McCaffrey and Robbie Anderson. I mean, man, Carolina would be scary good. So, I mean, hey, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Teddy Bridgewater, with Deshaun Watson. Is he really going to sit out for a full season? I don't personally think that. I don't think he's going to get traded before the offseason ends. I don't even think he gets traded at the NFL draft. Now, what I hope that happens, I hope no one wants to see one of the best quarterbacks in the league not play this year. I mean, that's just bad for the league. I mean, I want to watch Deshaun Watson play. You guys want to watch Deshaun Watson play football this year. So, I mean, a trade needs to happen, but if it doesn't, I guess he's just going to be sitting there for a long time until he gets what he wants. You know who also once traded from their team, or maybe once traded from their team? Russell Wilson. He's narrowed it down to four teams, or he said he would waive his no trade clause for one of these teams, one of these four teams: the New Orleans Saints, the Chicago Bears, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Dallas Cowboys. You guys will soon find out as we get more episodes out for you guys. You guys will find out sooner than later. I am a Dallas Cowboys fan. I know what you're thinking. I ought to leave the podcast now, right? I should, you know, you shouldn't, you should stop watching the episode. You should go watch someone else, because I'm not going to listen to a Dallas Cowboys fan. What is a Dallas Cowboys fan going to tell me that I don't already know? And you're probably going to be biased. You're going to say, oh, Russell Wilson is coming to the Dallas Cowboys. I didn't say that. I didn't say he's coming to the Dallas Cowboys. Would I like him to come to the Dallas Cowboys? Oh, I'd love if Russell Wilson would come to the Dallas Cowboys. But I mean, let's think about it. Let's think about it. When we look at all four of these teams, who can put up the best deal? Who can put up the best deal? New Orleans? What is New Orleans going to give up? What is New Orleans realistically going to give up besides draft picks? Chicago? Do they want a Mitchell Trubisky or Nick Foles as their quarterback and trade for a top five quarterback in the league? No. Now, Las Vegas makes a strong case, but Las Vegas' salary cap is so bad that I don't know if they'd ever be able to get a trade worked out just because of their salary, which the most viable option is the Dallas Cowboys. You trade Michael Gallup or one of the three receivers you're paying, or you trade Dak Prescott. Now, I'm not really sure with the rules on the NFL about, you know, expiring guys and their contracts. Pretty sure you can't trade them. So we're going to assume that, you know, they can't trade Dak. You know, same thing with the Saints. Can't trade Alvin Kamara. So that's why, you know, trade Michael Gallup and trade some picks. Now, obviously, Seattle may want a quarterback, or they want a pick where they can draft a quarterback, which then you have, when you're Dallas, you give up that, I believe, 10th pick in the draft, along with Michael Gallup and a few other picks. Send them on their way to Seattle. Bring in Russell Wilson. Let Dak go where he ever needs to go. And there you go. But then, I know what you're thinking. Isaiah, where is Dak Prescott going to go? I'll tell you right now. I think Dak Prescott, I know we heard in episode one, I thought Watson was going to go to the Washington football team. Not anymore. I mean, he's narrowed it down to three certain teams. He obviously is not interested in going anywhere else. Dak Prescott to Washington. I mean, hey. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw it. A long time ago, there was a fan or somebody. They DM'd Dak Prescott's brother. And they asked him, you know, hey, tell him to come to Washington. And his brother responded, I already have. So, I mean, hey, Dak Prescott to Washington, you know. Most people that leave a team, you know, they go to another team's divisional rival so they can play them. I mean, a lot of people are shocked J.J. Watt did it. A perfect example is Richard Sherman. Left Seattle, signed with San Francisco so he could play against the Seahawks. And hey, it worked out for him. Almost got a Super Bowl ring, came very close, just not close enough. He's a free agent. It's going to be interesting to see where he goes. But yeah, Dak Prescott, I think he'll go to Washington if, you know, the Cowboys and Jerry Jones somehow pull some Jerry Jones magic and get Russell Wilson. Moving on from the Dak Dallas Russell Wilson controversy, we've got Zach Wilson or Justin Fields on my list. You know, who is the better quarterback out of those two? We already know Trevor Lawrence is going to go number one overall to the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's going to happen. That's definitely going to happen, right? We're all for certain that is going to happen. We can all agree on that. But all these mock drafts, I mean, one draft, Wilson's drafted higher than Fields, or Fields is drafted higher than Wilson. The latest mock drafts I've seen, Justin Fields is like dropping down to 9, 10, not 10, because that's where Dallas is, because they don't need a quarterback. But I've seen Wilson get drafted higher than Fields, which now makes me wonder, you know, who do I think is the better out of the two? You know, Zach Wilson, he reminds me of, you know, all these great quarterbacks that we've seen, you know, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. They've all been drafted in that 9 through 15 through 32 area. You know, they're never the top. It's never the top picks now at quarterback that are the good ones. Mahomes was drafted at 13. Deshaun Watson was drafted. I don't even remember, but it definitely wasn't top 10. Lamar Jackson was the last pick in the first round by the Baltimore Ravens. They traded into the first round to get him. So maybe Zach Wilson is a guy that should, that is, he's one of those guys that maybe, you know, he's going to be drafted above his stock, but he's probably, he may be the best player to come out of this draft class. He most likely may be. I mean, just from what recent history has shown, most of these top quarterbacks that are drafted, they just don't perform. Now, Baker Mayfield is definitely, you know, making, you know, he's kind of changing that argument with how he performed this year. But most of these quarterbacks that are drafted with the first overall pick just don't seem to come out and play like they're a number one pick, or they don't ever live up to their full potential. Matt Leinart, you know, the star quarterback of USC, drafted number one overall by the Arizona Cardinals. I may be wrong on that. Tell me I'm wrong on that, because I probably am wrong on that. But hey, he didn't do good. Vince Young had probably a better career, arguably, than him. What's a great example? What's a way better example? Jared Goff, number one overall pick. I mean, it's debatable if he's had a good year, made it to a Super Bowl. Arguably, you could say, you know, Todd Gurley and Aaron Donald may have done the job better for him, but, you know, that's debatable. But hey, we've seen it in the past. Number one quarterbacks taken, number one overall, seem to struggle more than these quarterbacks that are taken in the middle round. They seem to be the best players right now in the league. Patrick Mahomes taken in that mid-teens round, you know, in the 12, 11, 13, 14, 15 area, and he's arguably the best quarterback in the league. Josh Allen, who wasn't the first overall pick, I believe he was pick 9 in the 2019 NFL draft, and hey, he looks great. He looks really good. Baker Mayfield looks good. He was the number one overall pick. Sam Darnold was the projected best quarterback in the draft. He hasn't done that well. So that's a good example right there for you. But that's also, you know, most people say, you know, the head coach, and he hasn't really been trusted there at that position at quarterback. Here's a good example. Jameis Winston could have a career resurgence here very soon. We'll see what happens with him in New Orleans. Number one overall pick, hasn't really performed from that 2015 draft class. Marcus Mariota, you know, could have been the first pick, but was a very high draft pick. He didn't perform the best either. But I mean, Isaiah, where are you getting from all this? You know, who do you think is going to be the better quarterback? Put my money on Zach Wilson. I think Wilson's going to be better than Justin Fields. Moving on here, we're going to go to some motorsports. Bubba Wallace, he's been underperforming, and at the same time, he's not. I know what you're thinking, Isaiah. You don't even keep up. Yes, I do. Let me tell you guys a quick story. And I've been a NASCAR fan since I was 3 years old. I keep up with the sport every day, all the time. There's always going to be a NASCAR segment in this podcast. And I wouldn't ask you to fast forward through it, because you will watch NASCAR. By the time this podcast is done and dusted with, you will be watching NASCAR, or at least watch one race. But let's go ahead and get into it. Bubba Wallace, if you didn't know, you know, you probably know him by now. He is signed with 2311 Racing. The team is owned by Michael Jordan. Three races have been done already in the NASCAR season, and Bubba Wallace has done okay. He's done okay, which has led to the question, is Bubba Wallace even going to win a race? I mean, he's in top-tier equipment. Michael Jordan is a millionaire. He will splash the cash. Unless you're the Charlotte Hornets and you want to pay Gordon Hayward $120 million. If that's the type of cash and we're going to splash, I mean, that's probably not the, you know, we'll get into that later down the line. But is Bubba Wallace going to win a race? That's the question everyone's asking. Bubba Wallace may win a race this year, and I'm not going to go through the whole NASCAR playoff format. If you know what the NASCAR playoff format looks like, you certainly know how it works. It's very complicated. I'm not even going to explain it if you don't know what the format is. But I feel like that is where Bubba Wallace is most likely going to get his win this year. That's probably where he may get his win this year, because pretty much if you win a race throughout that playoff system, you automatically advance to the next round. It's kind of like an elimination format. They eliminate four drivers after every three races, and that third race is an elimination race. That's where you'll get his win, because, you know, you're advanced to the next round, so some of these guys are going to drive around and not really care about that race. That's where I see Bubba Wallace getting his first win in the NASCAR Cup Series. Let's go ahead and move on. UFC 259. That is happening this Saturday. The main event, Jan Blachowicz, the current and reigning defending UFC light heavyweight champion, is going to go and take on the current UFC middleweight champion, Israel Adesanya. ESPN, they were covering this all day yesterday. And, you know, this is the big question. Is Adesanya going to be able to perform the same way he can perform as a middleweight, but now at light heavyweight? Man, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, Adesanya is really good. He's really good. He's one of the biggest stars of the UFC right now. Arguably, maybe the biggest star right now in the UFC. Or maybe Jorge Masvidal, maybe Jon Jones. You know, whatever you feel is best. I don't know if Adesanya is going to get the win. I mean, Jan Blachowicz is all knockout power. He can knock you out anytime he wants to. That's why he's the light heavyweight champion. Israel Adesanya is all about precision. Now, precision sometimes mostly beats knockout power, but sometimes knockout power gets the win. It's going to be interesting, but to make it short and sweet, go ahead. I'm going to put my money on Israel Adesanya. I think Adesanya is going to walk out with the win. I think Adesanya is going to get the win at UFC 259, and he is going to be the fourth UFC fighter to hold two belts at the same time. It's going to be interesting to see what happens at UFC 259. Go ahead and check it out this Saturday if you're interested. March Madness is just around the corner. It will be hosted right here in my hometown of Indianapolis, Indiana. Indiana, such a great state. The weather's a little wishy-washy sometimes, but hey, it's a great state. Isaiah, who's your pick? Who's your pick to win March Madness? I know that's what you guys are asking right now because you guys just really want to know my pick. I have my pick for the next 2 years, actually. I already know who's going to win the NCAA National Championship for the next 2 years. And that team will be Gonzaga. Gonzaga has recruited the number one center right now in Chet Holmgreen. He's heading to Gonzaga next year. Man, oh man, oh man. I tell you what, Gonzaga looks good. You know who also is on Gonzaga? Jalen Suggs. He is an American college basketball player for the Gonzaga Bulldogs, listed at 6'4", 205 pounds. This man is doing some things right now for this team. But Gonzaga, he's not the only best player for this team, but him and Chet Holmgreen have a great relationship. And I think Gonzaga is going to win it this year. Chet Holmgreen will be on the team next year. But this team, unbeatable right now. I mean, Chet Holmgreen is such a dominant player right now in high school basketball. Looking at Jalen Suggs, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, shooting 50% field goal percentage. That is insane. That is insane. I think Gonzaga's got the national championship locked up for the next 2 years. Man, they're going to look good. Man, they are going to look good. Hey, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong and you don't agree with that. You think Michigan or Illinois or, I don't know, Manchester State, Wisconsin University. I don't even know if that's a college or not. You know, maybe they're going to win it. And you don't agree with me. Once again, you want to get into the debate. You want to go toe-to-toe with me. You want to out-debate me. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Follow me on Twitter at Zaiah_04, Zaiah_04. Get into the conversation. Let's go ahead and talk about it. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm ready to talk about. That is going to do it for the show today. I hope you guys did enjoy episode 2 of Hoff the Cuff. Episode 3, it's going to be coming very, very soon. And we even have an F1 special. What? We're going to talk about racing? Yes, we're going to be talking about racing. I have Warren Central swimmers Joe Jackson and Roman Davis. They love F1. They're going to be there with me. We may even also have the sports voice of Warren Central Sports, Colin Eccles, joining us. So make sure you do tune in for that F1 special. Should be coming really, really soon along with episode 3. Thank you guys for listening to Off the Cuff. I will see you guys for the next episode.